I am Jesus, a biography of the Son of God. Written by Martin Korpowski. Read by Jeff Ingram. Chapter 1. Time of Creation. Shalom. My name is Jesus Christ. I am the Son of God. I have really existed for eternity as the Son of God. We three, that is to say God, my Father, the Holy Spirit, and I, created the universe together. Well, there's nothing new about that, because each one of you has already heard about that or read about it. I just need to mention Genesis. No, I do not mean the band. We created them much later. I mean the book of Genesis, the first book in the Bible. We created the earth in 6 days. You can read about it at the beginning of the Bible. If you look at your watch and pull out your calculator to work out how long 6 days times 24 hours are, you should bear in mind that we have a lease on eternity and have therefore created time, too. Because we are a God of order and have given you free will, we let you arrange time yourselves. You came up with a system of 24 hours. Because your system is not completely accurate, you now have leap years too, but that's okay in our eyes. A day still goes from sunset one day to sunset the next. It's as simple as that, and we've organized it that precisely. However, we've never stood by with a stopwatch because we've got all the time in the world. All three of us, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and I, the Son, live in perfect unity. If that's hard for you to imagine, just take 3 matches of the same size and light them. There will be 1 flame and 1 light. We spoke, and things, the earth and the animals and the plants and the people, were created. And God said, and it came about. That's what you can read in the book of Genesis. Water, dry land, day and night were created, and so on. Just imagine this in practical terms. We simply declared what needed to be created, and it materialized exactly as we said it would. Okay, if you don't have an active imagination, just think about the words that are spoken today that cause something to happen. Hey, Google! Or, hey, Alexa, or, hey, Siri, and other voice commands. I can tell you from my experience that voice commands are an ancient tradition. And who invented them? No, not the Swiss. Creating the universe was both exciting and fascinating at the same time. It took us a few days. Before the first light could fall on the earth and we had separated day and night for the first time, energy needed to travel at the speed of light. It takes 8.3 minutes to travel from the sun's surface to the earth. Using current time measurements, it takes 1 million years for the energy created inside the sun by nuclear fusion to reach the sun's surface. That was part of the preparation time for creation. We weren't bothered by this. We don't have a problem with time. Otherwise, we would be as impatient as people often are. As God, we had a lot of fun setting up the whole universe precisely as it now exists. People in the 21st century are now discovering and acknowledging more and more laws that govern the natural world. We conceived them back then. Even scientists are astounded by the physical constants which describe the universe mathematically. Everything acts in accordance with these physical constants or natural laws. The electron charge, for example, is the same everywhere. 1.602 times 10 to the minus 19 ampere seconds. And when I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. We gave each electron in the entire universe precisely this amount of charge. You can check it out and will not find a single deviation from this standard. And do you know how important it is for this figure to be accurate for life on Earth? Any minor deviation would cause everything to collapse. That would mark the end of all life on Earth. A British scientist tried to illustrate the accuracy of this electron charge, which is necessary for life and the physical constants. He took a sports marksman who was supposed to hit a target measuring 1 centimeter. Okay, that's not too difficult if the distance isn't too great. It's feasible from 10 meters or 100 meters away, but difficult from 1 kilometer and extremely difficult on the moon or if the target is as far away as the sun. It all sounds impossible. The correct distance for illustrating the precision of the physical constants is unimaginable. The marksman would have to hit the 1 centimeter target at the end of the universe at a distance of 10,000 million light years. Do you understand? We considered things quite carefully. That's how great God is. We can live with that. We created everything so that you people can exist on Earth. From our perspective, our declaration that we've counted every hair on your head doesn't pose a challenge for us. That's probably obvious. Oh, we love you so much and are delighted by each individual who seeks to contact us and finds us. During creation, I particularly enjoyed playing with colors and shapes. We, as God, were able to be so unbelievably creative and produce the most beautiful combinations with the greatest love for detail. We hope that you'll take the time that we've given you to discover and enjoy this beauty in your locality so that you can get as much pleasure from it as we do. It's a breathtaking experience for me, time and time again. It culminates in the unique beauty of each human being. Oh, I can get so excited about this wonderful pinnacle of creation. Even the routine-like and yet perfect interplay of the individual organs in the human body is almost unbelievable. I was allowed to try out what it's like to live as a human being later on. It was simply fantastic to experience personally how the whole body works so perfectly. Of course, as God, we gave some animals a better sense of hearing, for example, but human hearing is also superb. I tried it out for myself and managed with it just fine. We could have given human beings the ability to hear even better than they do at the moment, but I'm very happy and absolutely satisfied that we, as God, gave them precisely the frequency range that they have. It's perfect. The sense of taste is also quite amazing. For my part, I really enjoyed eating and drinking. While I was living as a person on Earth, I produced particularly delicious wine during my first miracle. I also believe that our invention of the human eye is a real success. Sight enables people to discover and fully enjoy most of the beauty in this world. At a later stage in my life on Earth, I was also able to try out the extensive and ingenious ways that human hands can operate when working as a carpenter. Human touch is incredibly versatile. The difference between holding something with a vice-like grip and touching things with very little pressure is really amazing. As you have probably noticed, I'm getting carried away, even if it sounds a bit like I'm blowing my own horn. I only emphasize this so that you'll perhaps pay greater attention and fully enjoy using your hands. I'm also delighted by and grateful for what seem like the less important functions in the human body. It's fantastic that skin restricts the body so that no organs can fall out or that blood cannot leak out. Even starting to think about that is unpleasant. Thank you, skin, that you stand your ground and act as a border guard so well.